We are on page Yud Beis.
12A5,
yes. Yud Beis. Do you have your Beis?
Yeah.
Okay, three lines to the bottom of the page. Okay, this again is a very esoteric Gemara, so to speak. It speaks about the what's going on upstairs and downstairs in the heavens and the and so on. But the Gemara says, Shaul Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel once asked Rabbi Akiva a question. When they were walking by the road. They were once walking together, and Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Akiva the following question. Amali said to him as follows. Atashimashtas nochem ishgamzu esen v'shtayim shanam. You learned for 22 years under nochem ishgamzu. Now, why was it called gamzu? Even though they say he took a game from a place Gimzo, but he was called Nochem Ish Gamzu because everything that happened, he always said Gamzu Latova. This is also for the good. This is also for the good. So he called Nochem Ish Gamzu, and he was the teacher of Rabbi Akiva for 22 years. So he says, "You studied under Nochem Ish Gamzu for 22 years. Shayyadei Rish Kol Asin Shebetera, that he would expound, and every time the Teda said the word S, like you have." Bereshis Barlekim, Es HaShemayim, Ve'es HaAretz. Kaved Es HaVicha, Ve'es HaMach. There's many, many times in Chumash it says the word Es. So he says, Nochem Ish Gamzu used to expound and learn something from every Es of the Torah. So he asked him, Es HaShemayim, Ve'es HaAretz, Maha Yodorish Bahen. What did Nochem Ish Gamzu learn from the word Bereshis Barlekim, Es HaShemayim, and Es HaAretz? What did he learn from it? So Amalei, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shmuel, he said, I'll tell you what he learned. He said, Ilu namer shamayim va'aretz, if the Torah would have just said, Bereshis bar lakim, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, not the heaven and the earth, I would say, shamayim shmei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would misinterpret it, and I would think, shamayim is God's name. Meaning, Bereshis bara Elokim HaShemayim, Elokim, whose name is Shemayim, created the Aretz. So he says, Achshav Shenema, but now it says, Es HaShemayim, Ve'es HaAretz, it teaches us, Shemayim, Shemayim Mamish, that the heavens mean actually the heaven, and Eretz, Eretz Mamish, the earth means Mamish earth. This is what Rabbi Kiva said, this is what Nochem Ish Gamzu learned from the Pasuk Es. That as a Shemayim teaches us that there's a place called Shemayim and there's a place called Aretz. So he asks, so Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Akiva, okay, but that tells me why it needs to say as a Shemayim. Run Yud Beis Amid Beis. But it says, you know, it's the top line of Yud Beis Amid Beis. Yeah, on top. As a Aretz Lomeli. Why does it say, though, Es HaAretz, that he created Es HaAretz? It should say, Bereshis bara Elokim, Es HaShemayim, V'HaAretz. Why does it say the word Es? So he says, Lahaktim Shemayim V'HaAretz, to tell us that the heaven was created before the earth. Meaning as follows. You can't say two words at the same time. If the Torah would have said, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, I wouldn't know which one he made first. Because he can't say Shemayim Aretz simultaneously. So he says Shemayim and Aretz. But which one's first? I don't know. It doesn't matter. When the Torah says Es HaShemayim, and then the Torah says Es HaAretz, it teaches us that the heavens were created first. Okay? So now the Gemara continues and says as follows. The earth was tohu and vohu. So now, Yud Beis Amid Beis, 24, second line from the top. Now, the Gemara came to the conclusion that the heaven was created before the earth, according to this opinion. So then, right away, the next pasuk starts saying, and the earth was. If the heavens were created first, why doesn't the Torah first discuss the heavens and then the earth? The Torah says in the first pasuk, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, and it says, and the earth was so and so, such and such. It should say, and the heavens were such and such. Because after all, the heavens were created first.
So he says, the Gemara's question is, Michti, let's see. Bashamayim Aschol Bereisha, he started creating the heaven first. So why does the Torah right away discuss the earth? The Torah should have finished discussing the heavens. That's normally what you do. If you start with something, first you finish it, and then you go to the next thing. Here it says, God created heaven and earth. And then it says, and the earth was. So why is it going to the earth? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shmuel answers with an analogy. It's an analogy of a king that said to his servants, Hashkimu lepischi, get up early in the morning and meet me at my door. Hishkim, the king, got up early. Matan nashim va'anashim, he found women and men. So it says, Lemi mishabeach, who would the king praise? Obviously the women. Why? Because who usually gets up early? Well, not nowadays. Who usually gets up earlier? The men used to get up early to go to work. So Hashem says, it's an emotion. A king says, man, I want you to come to my door in the morning. He gets up in the morning, he says, the women are there first. So, of course he's going to praise the women. He says, L'mishan ain't darka l'hashkim v'hishkim. The ones that normally don't get up early and did, he's going to praise them. So therefore, what's the Gemara answering? The Gemara says as follows. What was the Gemara's question? If it said, B'reishis baruch kim esa shemayim v'esa aretz, first the heaven and then the earth, why does it start talking, discussing the ha'aretz, ha'isa seyo v'vayu? It should discuss the shemayim. So the Gemara answers, because who's a greater praise than to listen to God? The heavens or the earth? The heavens normally listen to God, the earth doesn't. So therefore it says, it wants to praise the earth, that the earth listened to God. Okay. Then, now, just to explain this in a little deeper sense, that he explained here as follows. Shemayim, heaven, refers to the angels. Earth refers to people. Now, who's more prone to listen to God? Angels or people? Angels. Obviously angels. So therefore, when it says God created heaven and earth, so it says, but who doesn't get up early? Who doesn't? People. So therefore, it wants to start off by saying earthly things. How did it say to say of a veil? Then he says, Tanya, it says in the Braisa, Amr Rabbi Yasi says the following statement. Elohim labriyas, woe is to people, shereyas who see, veini yadas marayas, and they don't know what they're seeing. Like it says in the Shabbos, that inayim lehem velo yiru, they have eyes but they don't see. So Rabbi Yasi, woe is to the people that see and they don't know what they're seeing. Emdes, they stand, veini yadas, and they don't know, amahim emdes, what they're standing on. What does he mean? This is a very beautiful Gemara, but the Mefarshim explained in a much deeper sense. He says as follows. Ha'aretz amat, we're going to see the Gemara simply before then we'll go a little deeper explanation. Ha'aretz amat oimidus. What does the earth stand on? So the Gemara says, al amudim, and pillars. Shenama, because it says in the Pasuk, ha'magiz eretz mimkeima, who shakes the earth from its place, v'amudan, its pillars, Yispalots and tremble. So you see, what is the earth standing on? Pillars. Amudim, what are the pillars standing on? Alamoyim, on the water. Shenema, because it says in Tilim, Loreika ha'aretz alamoyim. God put the heavens over the water. That means the earth is being held up by pillars. Pillars are being held up by water. Mayim, what is the water standing on? Al ha'arim, on the mountains. Shenema, because it says, Al Horim Yamdu Mayim, that the water stands on the heavens, and the mountains, I mean. Horim, what do the mountains stand on? Beruach, on the wind. What do you mean on the wind? Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Kihine Yetzer Horim, God forms mountains, ubeiri ruach, and he creates the wind, which means that the mountains are standing on the wind. Ruach, where does the ruach stand on? Bisara, on a storm. I mean, on a heavier wind. Shenamar, because it says, ruach sa'ara eisidvari, this wind and the storm does Hashem's will. Sa'ara tuluya bizraya shalkarish baruch. And what does the storm stand on? On the arm of a god? Shenamar, because it says in the pasuk, umitacha zrayas elam, from beneath are the arms of the world. Okay, so it sounds very funny, this Gemara, right? So the Mefarshim explained it as follows. What does it mean the earth is standing on pillars? To go back in the Gemara. What does it mean the earth is standing on pillars? It refers to the three pillars that it says in Pirkei Avos that the world stands on three pillars. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. What are the three pillars standing on? The Gemara says on water. What is water? Water refers to Torah. Right? We know water is symbolic of Torah. What is water standing on? And the mountains. Who are the mountains? The spiritual giants, the tzaddikim of the generation. What is the mountain standing on? And the ruach. Ruach refers to the neshama, man's ability to choose good from bad. The ruach, like the yetzer ruach, the ruach is refers to the spirits. What is the spirit standing on? So he says, the Kabbalistic terms, one is Bria, one is Yetzirah. And Sa'ara is the Yetzahara, which is the barrier between God and man. And even the Yetzahara is dependent on God. And God's arm, meaning in the assistance of God. That means if you want to overcome the Yetzahara, you need the assistance of God. So this is the deeper significance of what the Gemara means. So he says, basically, what does everything boil down to? God giving us the strength to choose good from bad. So he says, people see, they look at a world, and they don't even know what they're looking at. Because the world, they don't even understand, is standing on three pillars. And the pillars are standing on Torah. And Torah is standing on the giants. And the giants are standing on the ability to Yetzirah and Yetzirah. And who helps them choose good over bad? That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the whole universe is basically standing on the assistance that God gives us that we should be able to do what we have to do. But then the Gemara continues. Chachamim Maimrim, the Chachamim say no. Al Shneim Aser Amud Maimedes. It's standing on 12 pillars, not three pillars. Before, the Gemara said, it's standing on three pillars. So he says, what is it standing on? It's standing on 12 pillars. I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Then, Shenema, how do we know it's 12? Shenema Yatziv Gvul Isamim, Hashem sets the borders of the nations, Lemisper B'nei Yisrael, based on the amount of Jews. So there's 12 tribes, there's 12 pillars. Yashemim, some people say, Shiva Amudim, the seven pillars. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Chotzva, she carved it, Amudeo Shiva out of seven pillars. Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua says, no, it's standing on Amud Echod, on one pillar. What's the pillar? Tzadik Shmai. His name Tzadik? Shenema Tzadik Yisayd Elam, the Tzadik is the foundation of the whole world. What does this Gemara mean? Okay? So it explains as follows. If you remember at the end of the Gemara Makkos, remember we learned that one tzaddik came and established the whole Torah on 11 mitzvahs. David HaMelech established it on 11. Yeshaya established on 6. Habakkuk established it on 1. So he says, what does it mean? That's what the Gemara means over here. The seven pillars means the seven things that he's talking about plus Amuna. 11, 12 is the number 11 plus Amuna is 12. Meaning, all these things are the various different levels that the world stands on. And that's why the Gemara says that Chavaku came and established it on one, which is Tzadik ben Menasseh Yichyeh, Tzadik will live because of his faith. That means, the Gemara is explaining over here, the world exists on the various basic fundamental mitzvahs. From the 613, it's knocked down to 11, or to 6, or to 1. These are the different pillars of the world. The 7 pillars, the 5, the 6 pillars, the 8, whatever it is, the various amount of pillars. This is what the Gemara speaks about. Now, the Gemara continues. Okay, before we go into the Gemara is going to discuss various different opinions. How many heavens are there? And the Gemara is going to discuss, one opinion says 2, one opinion says 7, and the Gemara is going to discuss what is in each heaven. What's going on up there?
One's Chabad heaven, one's Jewish heaven, one's another heaven,
right? Doris? No. They're all the 7 different branches of Chabad.
What's the 7 branches?
Huh? Beverly Hills, Pico.
Beverly Hills Chabad, Pico Chabad.
Yeah.
New York Chabad.
Yeah.
What about
Baikar? Also, we let them in. One of the mini brand subdivisions. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Shnei Rokiyim Heim. There are 2 heavens. Where do we see in the Pasuk there's 2 heavens? Shneimer Hein LaHashem Elokecha. Behold, Tashem, your God, there is Hashemayim, Shmei Hashemayim, the heaven, and the heavens of the heavens. So you see heavens are 1, and heavens of the heavens is 2. So Rav Yehuda says there's 2 heavens. The Shlaki Shama, this is the more accepted opinion. Shiva, there are 7 heavens. What are the names of the 7 heavens? Veluhain. Vilain, Rakia, Shchokim Zvul. Vilain means curtain. Rakia means sky. Shchokim means mills, grinding mills. And Zvul means residence. What are the other 3? Moin, abode. Mochain, arsenal. And Aravas, palm, plains. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss each one, what this means. Okay, what goes on in these 7 heavens? So the Gemara explains as follows. This is all Reish Lakish talking, and in the middle the Gemara just asks questions a little bit. But this is Reish Lakish saying, Vilain Eina Mishamish Klum. The first heaven, called Vilain, which means curtain, is not used for anything. What happens? Nich Neshachris. It enters the enclosed area in the morning, v'yetze ba'arvis, and it goes off at night. Okay?
Meaning
what? It covers the sky in the... What it means?
It means that it covers in the morning and uncovered in the evening or something of that sort? Or is that the other way around?
No, I'll tell you what it means. You gotta listen, I'm gonna read it from the English, because when the heaven called curtain is rolled up in its container, the light of the sun is allowed to reach the earth, so therefore it's day. When the curtain is spread out between sunlight and earth, the earth becomes darkened. So this is the way Rashi explains it. So therefore the Gemara continues and says, Mechadish b'choye ma'aseh bereishis. So basically, what does the first heaven do? It either blocks the sun to make it night, or it rolls up to make a day. Okay? So, the Mephoshim ask a question. They ask an interesting question. If that's the case, how can you see stars at night if it covers the sky? Then you shouldn't be able to see.
Maybe
see, in fact, here, 1 second. Is there... In fact, some of Farshim learn, what does it mean? It means that it renews creation, that no 2 days since the beginning of creation are the same. Here, Taisis over here asked the question, he doesn't say the name of the rabbi, just says, my rabbi had a question, if this veiling covers the sky at night, im kein hechnirim kechavim bashamayim. How could you see stars if it covers the sky? You can't see what's going on. So he learns the opposite. By night, it rolls up, and by day, it rolls down. So that's why you don't see the sky during the day so much, because of the sunlight. Whatever this stuff means. Now,
even before we go further, the Mefarshim explained, Rav Yehuda said there's two heavens. Rish Lakish says there's seven heavens. So the Mefarshim explained that they don't even argue. Rav Yehuda says the seven heavens are divided into two. Those that can be seen and those that cannot be seen, meaning the physical heavens and the spiritual heavens. So he also says there's seven heavens, but this that he calls them two, one is physical and one is spiritual. Okay, now, the question over here is the same thing the Mefarshim point out, that Ramban and Chumash discusses what does the word Shemaya mean? What means heaven? Are you talking about spiritual things or are you talking about physical things? So the Ramban explains this, there's taka two levels of Shemayim. When it speaks the Mashul, he says, when it says in the beginning God created heaven and earth, it means God created the spiritual realms and the physical realms. Within the physical realm itself, there is heaven and earth. There's a physical heaven and there's a spiritual heaven. So it depends on the context. So the Yehuda says, even though you're telling me there's seven heavens, and the Reish Lakish is going to prove it from Sukkim, so the Mefarshim explains that Yehuda also agrees that there's seven heavens. But he's saying the seven are categorized into two categories. The ones you could see physically, and the ones which are spiritual. And in fact, the Gemara discusses what the heavens do, it's completely spiritual. We're going to see in the Gemara. So he says, Shenemar, how do we know that this is what the heaven Vilan does? So it says, Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Hanete Kadeik Shemayim. He spreads the heavens like a thin curtain. Vayim Tochem, and he spreads them out. Ka'ayol Oshevis, like a tent to dwell in. So you see, basically, what does this heaven do? It spreads itself out and in. That's it. Rakia, what is the Rakia, the second heaven? Shebechama Ulevana Kechavim Azalis Kvuyim. This is where the sun, the moon, the stars, and the constellations are fixed. Shenema, because it says, Vayitem Esam Elokim Berakia Shemayim. It says concerning the sun and the moon and the stars, the Pasuk says, where did God put them? In the Rakia HaShemayim. So you see, which heaven were they put in? In the second one called Rakia. Okay? Yes. Now, they ask a question at the bottom, because some people want to learn that the seven heavens correspond with the orbits of the seven and the planets and so on and so forth. But from this Gemara, they ask, it comes out clearly not like that. Because what does the Gemara say? God put all the planets in the second heaven. So the first heaven, Vilayin, is basically a curtain that opens and closes, doesn't do anything. The second heaven, Rakia as it's called, is the place where all the stars and planets and orbits and all that stuff is. Shchakim, what's the third heaven called? Mil, it's a mil. Shebei Rechaim Eimdis, there are millstones standing there. V'techenis mon l'tzadikim, and it grinds mon for the tzadikim. Now obviously, there ain't no physical mill up there. Okay, and they don't make a lot of noise grinding. Shenamer, because it says in the Pasuk, Vayitzav Shchakim Imal, David HaMelech says in Tillim, he commanded the mills above, Vedalse Shemayim Pasach, he opened the doors of the heaven, Vayamter Aleh Amon Lechol, and he opened up the sky to rain mon from. So it says, where did it come from? Shchakim, from the heaven called Shchakim, that's where God made the mon. Zvul, what's the fourth heaven called Zvul, which means residence, whose home is there? Shabei Yerushalayim uBeis HaMikdash uMizbeach Banui. That's the heavenly Yerushalayim, the heavenly Mizbeach, that's what the heavenly Beis HaMikdash is built. We know the Gemara says in many places, just like there's Yerushalayim down here, you know where it is, there's a Yerushalayim in heaven.
Well, Yerushalayim's in Israel.
What?
Yerushalayim is in Israel.
No, this one's in the heavens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash uMizbeach. What goes on over there? Michal Asara Gadol, Michal the great angel, Emid Umakrav Olav Karbonis, brings Karbonis on it.
I was thinking about the Beis HaMikdash, by Crown Heights.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Crown Heights?
Yeah. Shenama, in heaven. Shenama banai banisi. I built, Hashem said, Beis Zvulach, a house of a residence. So you see, where is it in Zvul? Mocha neshiv tcha ilamim, the foundation of your dwelling place forever.
So that's what it says here. That's Crown Heights.
Yeah. Now, the Gemara says, so far the Gemara explained four of the heavens. Vilen is basically nothing, it's just, you know, spread the curtain going in and out. The next one is Shamayim, I'm sorry, Rakia is the second one where the planets are. The third one is Shchakim, where Hashem grinds the mud for Tzadikim. The fourth heaven is where the Beis Hamikdash in heaven stands, and Yushalayim and the Mizbeach and all that. Huh? That's Vul. And he says, how do we know that the residence, you know, is called Shamayim? Because it says in the Pasuk, Habet Mishamayim Ura'ei. Look down from heaven and see. Tzvul Kotchcha V'Sifartecha. From your residence of holiness and splendor. So you see that the Shamayim is the place where Hashem's residence is. So that's the fourth heaven called Tzvul. Then the Gemara goes back. What's the fifth heaven called? Ma'ain is the fifth heaven, abode. Shabai Kita Shamalachi Asharis. That's where there's groups of Malachim. Sha'im Rashida Balaila that sing praise at night. Okay? So Ma'ain means dwelling place. So who lives there? The Malachim who sing praise at night. V'choshes Bayayim. But they keep silent during the day, they kveden show yourself for the respect of the Jewish people. Meaning, the Jews daven shachris and mincha. So the Jews offer praise to God during the day. So the malachim during the day are quiet. At night, when everybody's sleeping, that's when the malachim daven to Hashem. That's when they sing praise to God. Yeah. Take him his time. Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. We have to understand this Gemara is much deeper than the way we're looking at it. I mean, you talk about the Malachim bringing Korbanis, you're talking about all these various different things. You know, it's a different story. And then the Gemara goes off from Reish Lakish's statement because it says, Shenema, how do we know that the Malachim in the fifth heaven are saying, in Moin, that they're saying Shira at night? Because it says, Yayma Metzava Hashem Chazdei. And during the day, Hashem commands his chesed, uvalayda shira imei, and at night, they will sing song with me in the heaven. Who is that? The malachim. Okay, so then the Gemara continues and said, Amar Reish Lakish, kala esik b'teira b'layla, whoever learns Torah at night, now that instead of sleeping, you learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meishech olav chut shal chesed b'yayim. God gives him a charm of chesed during the day. Meaning Hashem gives him grace in the eyes of other people. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Yayimam Yitzava Hashem Chazdei. During the day, God will give you his chesed. Why? Because Matam Yayimam Yitzava Hashem Chazdei. Why will God give him chesed during the day? Because V'layla Shidei Imei, because at night, he sang the song of Torah with Hashem. Now, the Rambam says that even though a Jew is supposed to learn Torah day and night, the main knowledge of learning, you get at night. That's what the Rambam says. The Iker Chochmah you get of learning Torah at night. So that's what the Gemara says, Reish Lakish is saying as follows. When you learn Torah at night, Hashem gives you chesed during the day. Like he learns the Pasuk. Yayimam Yitzav Hashem Chazdei. Why does God give you chesed during the day? Because ubalayda shida imet fila, because you're davening, you're singing, meaning you're singing the songs of Torah at night. Ve'ika dami, other people say, no, it doesn't mean day and night, it means olam hazeh and olam haba. Ve'ika dami, other people say, amir Reish Lakish says, kol ha'esik b'Torah ba'ilam hazeh, whoever occupies himself learning Torah in this world, which is daima lalayla likened tonight, because you know it's dark and there's golus and all that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meishech olav chut shel chesed leilam haba. Hashem gives him a chut of chesed, a charm during the day, which is Gan Eden.
Shenama Shudaimaliyam, which is similar to day. Shenama, because the Pasuk says, Yayma Misav Hashem Chazdei, Hashem will command his chesed during the day. Why? Because Shvalada Shira Imi, because he learned Torah at night. Meaning, because you learn Torah in this world, Hashem will give you Olam Abba. So the Shlokish says two things. Either if you learn Torah at night, simply now at night, you get Sharm during the day. If you learn Torah in this world, you get in Olam Abba. Okay? So meanwhile, the Gemara didn't finish the seven heavens. The Gemara only finished five. Okay? So we got the first one, Zvul doesn't do anything. Rakia is where the constellations are. Shchokim, Hashem grinds the mon. Zvul is where the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach is standing in heaven. The fifth is Moin. That's where the Malachim sing Shira at night. That's what goes on at night. Then the Gemara continues. Amar Rablevi said, Kala Pesik Medivre Teira. This is a little sharp. Whoever stops learning Teira, Ve'esik Medivre Schisicha, and stops to engage in trivial, you know, things not pertaining to Teira, Machilin Esei Gachle Resamim. They're going to feed him Rosem wood coals. Meaning, they're dangerous. What's special about these coals? So it says, because when you look at them, they don't look hot. They look, you don't see any fire. But when you touch them, you really get burnt. So meaning, it looks like your Yetzer Hara got weak. Because you were learning. But nevertheless, the fact that you're able to stop learning to talk, that made it even hotter. It's more dangerous. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Haketfim maluach aleisiach, those who uproot the tablet-like, meaning Torah, which is given on the chatter, and Torah, for aleisiach, for chatter. So what does it say in the Pasuk? V'sheder shirasamim lachmam. The root of coals will be their meal. They'll be their food. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Uminolan dikra shemayim. How do we know that Mo'in is called heaven? We're saying it's one of the seven heavens. How do we know it's called heaven? Shenema, because it says, Hashkifa mima'in kotshcha min hashamayim. Look down from your Mo'in, from heaven. So you see, where is the abode of God? In heaven. Okay. Now the Gemara said already five. Now the Gemara is going to the sixth. Mo'in, what is the sixth heaven called? It's called arsenal. What does arsenal mean? Shabay Eitzel Sheleg Ve'Eitzel Zbodot. That's where the storehouses of snow and hail. Va'aliyas T'lolim Royim, and it's an attic full of destructive dew. Va'aliyas Agolim, an attic full of bread and water. V'chadra Shel Sufa Sa'ar, it's a chamber of the whirlwind and storm. U'ma'ar Shel Kita, it's a cave of vapor. V'dalseim Eish, and the doors of all those rooms are fire. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Yiftach Hashem Lecha, Eset Tzari HaTev, God will open to you His good Eitzet, His good treasure house. Okay, basically, what does it mean? These are all things that could be used for bad. It could be used for punishing people, rain, hail, burning things, with all these bad things. So the Gemara asks, Hani Berekia Sinu, how can you say all these storehouses of rain and snow and all that is under heaven? It's all on the earth. Why? Because what does it say in davening we say every day? Praise God from the earth. What does the pasuk continue? We say this every day in davening. Taninim v'chol tahemis, the sea giants and all the depths of the water. Eish barad shalig v'kitar. Fire, hail, snow, and vapor. Ruach sa'ara, the stormy wind, eisid varad, that does the will of Hashem. So the question is, how can you say that they're in the heavens when the Pasuk in Tilim clearly says that these things are on earth? So they're not in the heavens, they're down on earth. So the Gemara answers, Amar Avyud Amarav, David Bikish Aleim Rachmim, David HaMelech Davind, Ve'edidim Laris, and he brought them down to earth. What does it mean? Why did David HaMelech say, God, take this bad stuff out of the heaven, bring it down to earth? Because Amal Afanov, David HaMelech said to Hashem, Ribeinu Shel Olam, Lekel Chafes Rashata. You're not a God that wants evil. Lo Yegur Chara, evil does not dwell with you. Which means, Tzadik Ato Hashem, because you're righteous, Lo Yegur Bimgur Chara, no evil thing should be allowed in your dwelling. So what did David HaMelech tell God? God, all these terrible things in the sixth heaven are all bad things. Why do you want bad things in your heavens? Get rid of it. So David HaMelech said to Hashem, give it to earth. So that's why Hashem brought it down to earth. So therefore in Tilim, David HaMelech says, Aluas Hashem min ha'aretz, these are the things that praise God from the earth. But David HaMelech brought it down to heaven. I brought it down to earth. Now, Uminolon the Ikr Shemayim. So the Gemara asks now, how do we know it's called Shemayim? That this level of Mochin is heaven. Shenema, because it says, Tichsiv, Ata Tishma Shemayim, God, you should hear from heaven, Mochin Shivtecha, the foundation of your habitation, of where you live. So you see that Mochin is in the Shemayim. Okay, so now the Gemara explains so far each one of the six heavens, what's going on there. The last one is Aravis, plains. That's the seventh heaven. So it says, what does it mean? What's going on over there? Shabbat, Tzedek. Now, as Mephoshim explained, that's the closest one to God. Right? The highest heaven is the one closest to God. Aravis, Shabbat, Tzedek, Mishpat, Utzdakah. There, in that the heaven, there's righteousness, judgment, charity, Ginzei Chayim, treasures of life, Ginzei Shalom, treasuries of peace, Ginzei Bracha, treasuries of Bracha, V'nishmasim Shal Tzadikim, the souls of Tzadikim, V'ruach HaNeshamis, Sha'asili Baris, and all the spirits and the Shamas are going to be created, V'tal Sha'asib, HaKadosh Baruch L'Achli, is Be'Mesim. And there's a certain do that God is going to resurrect the dead with it. Now, what does it mean? The Gemara says, one of the fundamentals of Yiddish belief is obviously the concept of Chesem Esim, right? That God's going to resurrect the dead. Now it says, how is God going to resurrect the dead? So it says there's going to this special do that's all the way up there in the seventh heaven is going to resurrect the dead. The Gemara says, in Shabbos, the Gemara says that when God gave the Torah and Shavuos, Matan Torah, it was such a great revelation, I'll call Dibur V'Dibur Parcha Nishmasan. The Gemara says every word that came out of God's mouth by Matan Torah, the souls, people died. The souls left the body. And God resurrected them. Mamish by Matan Torah is the resurrection of the dead with the dew that he's going to resurrect the dead with. So where is that dew? That's all in the seventh heaven.
That was created at the beginning?
Yep. Dichsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Tzedek u'mishpat mechein kisecha. How do we know tzedek u'mishpat are in that heaven? Because it says tzedek u'mishpat, righteousness and justice, mechein kisecha, the throne's foundation. Tzedakah, charity, like it says, v'yilbat tzedakah kashiryin. He donned tzedakah like an armor. Ginzei chayim, how do we know there's treasuries of life there? Because it says ki imcha, with you, God, meaning all the way up there, is Mekar Chaim, the source of life. Ginzei Shalom, how do we know there is peace there? Because it says, Vayikru Le Hashem Shalom. Hashem called for peace to be near him. Ginzei Bracha, how do we know Bracha is there? Because it says, Yisa Bracha Meis Hashem. You'll receive a Bracha from Hashem. Nishmasim Shal Tzadikim, how do you know there will be Nishamas of Tzadikim? Because it says, Vahaysa Nefesh Adeni. The Nefesh of my master will be Tzrurah b'tzrurah chayim es Hashem alakecha, be bound up in life with God. Ruchesh v'nishmasa shasa libaris, how do we know the souls and spirits of future generations? Because it says, ki ruch mufana yatef. The spirit will always be, nishamas ani asisi. Meaning, when the spirit that envelops him is from before me, I made their souls. So you see, souls come from before God. V'tal sha'asa da gosh baruchu, Lahachi is bay, and the dew that God is going to resurrect the dead with, because it says in the pasuk, Gashim Nadavis, generous rain, Tanif Alakim that you got, you lavished. Nachlascha Vinila Atachananta, your heritage was weary and you established it firmly. And Sham, over there, is Eifanim, Srafim, Vechayis, Akedish, and Malachi Ashoyis. Now the Gemara continues. What else is in that seventh heaven? All the holy Malachim. Srafim, Vechayis, and so on. And there's no people in the heavens. People are on earth. The Neshamas go.
Yeah.
But not people. I mean, the people as a physical being is...
To which heaven?
Huh?
Which heaven?
What says, seven. According to this, it's the seventh heaven. You know, at the beginning of Basi Lagani, he quotes the Medrash that says that God's presence was here when he created the world, and there was a sin, went to the first heaven, next sin went to the second heaven, all the way up. The Shekhinah went away from the world, then it came down. From this Gemara comes out that the highest heaven, the seventh, the most distant from earth, is the one that's closest to Hashem. It's all the greatest things are there. Yeah, that Atzilus.
Who's that?
It's a neighborhood in Brooklyn. So it's one of the four spiritual worlds. Trust me, I don't know. Because the whole question over here is, what are these seven heavens? Okay, because obviously, all these malachim that he's talking about in the highest heaven, in Chassidus it says you're only in the world of Bria and Yetzirah. Tzatzilus is obviously greater than this. Do you know what I mean? And like, let's get practical. Which heaven is Gan Eden in?
Yeah.
It doesn't say in the Gemara, it doesn't say any of the heavens, where, unless you would say that's where the Neshamas are. But it doesn't say that. I don't know. Again, this is very difficult to understand. The simple meaning of all this Gemara. He brings down some of Farshim learn, what are these seven heavens? The seven different barriers that a person has to go through, spiritual barriers, to reach God. So then it's a whole different perspective. Because remember we learned before, some opinions say, the first, some of the heavens are spiritual, some are physical, right? So, and then here they're saying they're barriers. It's very unclear exactly what all these things mean. Factatus over here says, when he speaks about the storehouses of Sheleg and the rain and all that, that David HaMelech brought down, so he said there's some that are good, some that are bad. And then he asked the question, David HaMelech brought the snow and the hail and all that stuff down to earth. Yet it says, Ki kashi yedid ha-geshem ha-shelig min ha-shemayim. He says the rain and sun come from the heavens. So what do you mean David brought it down to earth? It's in the Haftarah we see on a fast day at Mincha in Yeshaya. Ki kashi yedid ha-geshem ha-shelig min ha-shemayim. The way geshem and shel comes from the shemayim. That means it's not on earth, it's in the heavens. So Tesis answers that since it comes in the clouds, it looks like it comes in the heavens, but it really doesn't. So then which, in other words, according to this Tesis, when rain comes down, it's not coming from heaven. It's coming from earth. Where's heaven? Higher. Later, in fact, in the next page, the Gemara is going to talk about how, like we mentioned this in the bit, how far is it from the earth to the heaven, and from the heaven to the heaven, and to the heavens to the heaven? You know what I mean? So the Gemara says, it's a going of 500 years from earth to heaven. Then the heaven itself is a distance of 500 years. Then the distance to the next heaven is 500 years. The heaven itself is the 500 years. So again, what does it mean? 500 years, what? Mahalech takshana literally means a going of 500 years. Does it mean walking, flying, spaceship, light years?
Well, your soul. So how is your soul going to get there?
Huh?
It's your soul you're talking about.
Yeah, what do you think was in the elevator? If you're talking about spiritual terminology, we can't understand spirituality with physical terms. To give you a very simple example, even in this world, we use the same words for completely different concepts. To give you an example, if you want to speak about depth, you want to measure how deep is the ocean, you measure it with a yardstick, with miles, with inches, feet, right? If you want to say somebody has a very deep head, does that mean his head is 10 feet deep? You want to measure a pit. You say the pit is 10 feet deep. The ocean is 20,000 miles deep, whatever. But you're not going to say a person's head is so deep, it's 10 feet deep. I mean, it's ridiculous. You want to say somebody has a very big heart. I'm talking about a generous person, right? He's a big heart. What do you mean his heart is takes up three feet? It's a different language. It's the same words, but it's a completely different language. When you speak about heavens, especially if they're the spiritual context, which I don't know exactly, because some say spiritual, some say physical, whatever it is, it obviously, when you speak about the going of 500 years, you're not talking about 500 years walking, driving, flying, Concord, you know what I mean? It obviously is a different type of concept. It's a measurement of whatever.
It's a level.
Like, I'll give you an example. I mean, you know, the Bar Mitzvah Maimon, you have, he quotes the Gemara, Alpayim Shadna Kadma Torah Le'elam. The Gemara says, Torah existed 2,000 years before the world. Now, before the world, there was no time. So what does it mean, Torah is 2,000 years before the world? There was no time before the world. So the answer is, it's 2,000, not years, 2,000 levels. It means Torah is 2,000 levels higher than the world. But it's a different measurement. So the question, what exactly is this concept of heavens? Are they spiritual? Are they physical? So before, we brought down that there's, some people want to learn that there is two levels. There is those that could be seen, and meaning the physical heavens, and those that cannot be seen, the spiritual one. So again, what does it mean? It's very, I don't know. But you know what it says in, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, what are you supposed to think when you say Echad? So Echad is Aleph, Ches, Dalet. Aleph is one meaning God. Ches is eight, which refers to the seven heavens and earth. Dalet is four, the four corners of the earth. So in a person, this is the obligation, by the way. If not, you're not yet to the Pasuk Shema. When you say Shema, when you say Echad, you have to think that the seven heavens and earth and four corners of the earth are all bottle and subjugated and completely devoted to one God. Now, can it mean physical? It can mean physical. It can mean spiritual. It can mean both. I don't know. In fact, according to this, it's just interesting because he goes here for the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon learns that these seven heavens refer to seven barriers that a person has to go through. And he explains, very interesting, what's the first heaven? Remember, we learned Vilna doesn't do anything, basically. What is it? You have to want to grow. Not growing yet. You have to want to grow. Second, you have to peel away materialism. Three, a person must work hard at his spiritual aims, continue even amid suffering. Four, a person must serve Hashem for the benefit of the divine presence. Five, a person must achieve complete purity of intent. Six, a person must render his divine service a permanent and stable part of himself. And seven, finally, a person must achieve an absolute connection with the source of his being. So he learns the seven heavens are a complete analogy of the seven different lifestyles a person has to go through to reach God. So, you know, whatever. Anyway, so now the Gemara says, We're still in the middle of this. It says, what was there? The Ifanim, the Srafim, the Chayis HaKadosh. Inside here, where? Yeah, a few lines in the bottom. Yeah, five lines in the bottom. So it says, Gashim Nadavis Tanav Velakin, the generous rains that you give, Nachlos Chavinila Tochananta, your heritage and you're established. Shama in that realm are a Srafim V'chai Sakayadish Malach. I showed us all these various different levels of angels. V'kisya Kovid, that's where God's throne is. Melech Kel Chai Ram V'nisa, the king, the living God, the exalted and uplifted, rests his presence upon them. Meaning in that level of Kedusha. Shenema, because it says, Seilu L'Reicha Barovis V'koshmei, extol him who rides upon his plains with his name of Yudkei. So the Gemara says, Uminolon de Ikra Shemayim. How do we know that that level of plains is called, Arovis is called Shemayim? Because it says, Asya Rechiva Rechiva. We learn out the word Rechiva from Rechiva. One place it says, Seilu L'Reicha Barovis. It says, extol him who rides on the plains. So it says the word Rochev. And by Shemayim, it also says the word Rochev. So therefore, over there it says Rochev. Here it says Rochev. There is heaven. Here is also heaven. Now Ish Lakish finishes his last statement. And he says, and what's surrounding God is darkness, cloud, and thick clouds surround him. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Yoshes Cheshech Sisrei, he made darkness his concealment, Sviveisav Sukasi, he made it around him as a shelter, Cheshches Mayim, the darkness of water, of Ishchokim are the clouds of heaven. Okay? Now, so basically, what does the Mishlokish finish off with the seven heavens? That at the top of the seven heavens is darkness. So the Gemara asks, is there any darkness by God? It says in the Pasuk, Hugola Amikta, he reveals the deep, Umestatitra and the mysterious, Yoda Ma Bachashecha, he knows what's in the darkness, Unahere Imishre, and light dwells with him. So the question is, how could you say that there's darkness all the way up in the seventh heaven, which is the closest heaven to God? If by Hashem there's only light. So the Gemara answered like Kash. It's not a question. Ha bebati gavoi, ha bebati bevroi. One is in the inner chambers, one is the outer chambers. Meaning, in the inner chambers of godliness, there is no darkness. On the chambers, outside chambers, over there is God, darkness. Anyway, as the Mefarshim elaborate over here, he even quotes Tanya from Shayachad Vamuna. Basically, we live in a physical world, which in order for us to get anything, Hashem had to conceal himself from us. But the darkness is only the concept of Tzimtzum, but the Tzimtzum is only as far as we're concerned. As far as Hashem is concerned, there is no darkness. That means, if you hide behind a curtain, you're only hidden from somebody else. You're not hidden from yourself. So this whole concept of darkness doesn't exist by Hashem. Okay. That was even better. Amen. Rav Yaakov said, "Eid Yerakiyachod. There's one more heaven above the Rosh Echayis, above the Malachim. In other words, the Chayis are on the top heaven. There's a heaven even above them. The Chsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Dmus Arosh Echaya. There is a likeness on top of the heads of the Chayis. Rakia Kein Kerech Haneira. It's like a heaven, like the color of awesome ice." Spread over. And the Gemara just finishes off, to finish off with this Gemara, Ad kan yesh lo chushos ledaber. Up to this level of heaven, you have a right to talk. Mikan ve'elach, above this, ein lo chushos ledaber, we can't even speak about it. In other words, it's completely beyond what's called before in the Gemara, what's above. And it says, Shekein Kosev b'sefer ben Sira, so is written in a book of Ben Sira, who wrote it at the end of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, b'mufla mimcha al tidresh, in what's removed from you, don't inquire, u'v'machusa mimcha, and what's concealed from you, al tachka, don't probe, b'mashu r'sheisa, what you're allowed to do is brain and contemplate. Ein loch esik ben estaris, there's no reason for you to delve into the secrets. So the Gemara says, everything we learned in the Gemara, now you have a right to deal with. Above that, don't even bother. We don't even understand this, but...